This is the Quality News Network. The Senate votes today on the $124 billion war appropriations bill. The House approved the package last night by a margin too narrow to override a promised presidential veto. At the heart of the upcoming showdown between Congress and the President are provisions for the U.S. troop withdrawal from Iraq beginning no later than October. The legislation will likely be sent to the White House sometime next week. In Baghdad, a U.S. Army lieutenant colonel commanding a detainee center has been arrested on 9 charges, including providing aid to the enemy. The charges revolve around what the Pentagon says was inappropriate relationships with Iraqis and unauthorized possession of classified information. The New York Times reports the Justice Department is petitioning a federal appeals court to restrict visits by lawyers to their clients imprisoned in Guantanamo Bay. The Justice Department is also requesting stricter limitations on evidence gathering. The Pentagon has announced it intends to shut down a controversial domestic spying program designed to collect data on possible terrorists. The program attracted widespread criticism when it was revealed the project targeted peace activists conducting illegal activities. In Washington, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe meets with President Bush today and tomorrow. Discussion topics include trade and North Korea. In Rangoon today, leaders from Burma and North Korea signed an agreement reestablishing ties with one another after a break of 24 years. The nations are considered two of the most politically isolated countries in the world. In Mogadishu, Somali and Ethiopian troops reportedly have retaken Islamic strongholds after heavy fighting today. At least 300 people have been killed in the past 9 days. The UN estimates 340,000 people have fled the city. Hamas has agreed to return to a ceasefire if Israel agrees to stop military operations in Gaza in the West Bank. And that's the message carried to Jerusalem by an Egyptian mediator today. The first public debate in the 2008 Democratic presidential primary campaign will be held tonight at South Carolina State University. The 8-candidate debate will be broadcast on MSNBC and be moderated by news anchor Brian Williams. You're listening to the Quality News Network, Science and Business Next.
Attention business owners. Getting new customers is now just one click away. Sounds too good to be true, right? Well, you got us. It's actually 2 clicks away with the new MyLocalYP.com. MyLocalYP.com is more than an online yellow pages. It's an interactive gateway that connects customers with your business, all in just 2 clicks. Why continue to pay thousands of dollars on an antique advertising medium, especially one that ends up going into the recycling bin? Make the smart upgrade at only a fraction of the cost. Try for yourself. MyLocalYP.com. MyLocalYP.com will put your business in the radar of thousands of potential customers. They'll be able to make reservations online, even print out the map with directions, all in just 2 clicks. Call 1-800-505-1883 today to find out more about this great new service. The sooner you do, the faster your cash register will start to ring. The number again is 1-800-505-1883. MyLocalYP.com.
NASA has launched a spacecraft that will spend 2 years studying ice clouds that form 50 miles above polar regions. Called noctilucent clouds, astronomers report they seem to have grown brighter in recent years. The mission is aimed at determining why. There is a connection between violence on television and violence in real life. That's according to the FCC, which released a report to Congress yesterday. The commission says the government could police bloodshed in entertainment without violating the First Amendment. The report does not make specific recommendations. Apple posted a record 88% increase in quarterly profits. The tech firm says the sale of iPods and MacBook computers pushed its profits to $770 million on revenues of $5.2 billion. A decision on importation of U.S. beef into South Korea could come as early as tomorrow. Seoul suspended American shipments in 2003 after an outbreak of mad cow disease. If South Korea refuses to accept U.S. beef, its actions may scuttle the landmark trade agreement signed earlier this month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 13,000 for the first time yesterday. Some analysts credit the record-breaking surge to stronger-than-anticipated profits from several large U.S. firms. Light sweet crude trading at $65.33 a barrel. More at QualityNewsNetwork.com. I'm Annabelle Lund.
This is a top to a, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most
11,
of the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is, if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show. It's Boxed Up with John Fox, where we turn Conversation Radio into Conservation Radio. Boxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions of Sydney, Australia, and the Mid-Atlantic Regional Council of Carpenters. They're building the American dream every day. B1 Louder by ringing 877-443-2366. That's 877, the numeral 4, head on. And now, your host, the ranting, head-banging hippie, John Fox!
Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. Coming to you from Sydney, it's John Fox and Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. And it's been a very tap day. As you know, the show is launched with track from the mythical band Spinal Tap, and not only when I was going, I had to go into the city this morning. I go into the city and I get on the train, and there's this guy with his, you know, iPod type device on, and he has this black shirt with, from waist to neck, a huge 11 knob. And I just looked at him, and I smiled. Just one big, massive, Stratocaster-style knobby that went to 11. I liked it. But, even more importantly, Spinal Tap is reforming for Live Earth. If you go to liveearth.msn.com, you can actually see new short 15-minute clip of Rob Reiner reviving his role of this is just too classic. So, you know, here I launched this little internet radio program and I decide to use Spinal Tap and the idea of Hellhole, and they've written a new song for, they're going to play at Wembley for and I think there may be a whole new album coming out, but they've got a song called Hotter Than Hell. And just the synchronicity that can happen sometimes in this world is an absolute riot. I died laughing. And can I tell you how many of you out there emailed this story to me? First, I got it first from Gail, and then all of a sudden, like almost, I don't know, a dozen, maybe more, all emailed me different links with the same story. And that's good, because I think a lot of you didn't have any idea about this, and I hope some of you have gone out and seen the film if you hadn't before, and just buy the DVD, because there's a whole DVD of extras. It's insane. So, from the press release at Live Earth, I just think this is a riot. I had to ring Scott, Mr. B1 Ladder himself, and he was on the train on his mobile phone and absolutely just rolling on the floor. And in fact, Mr. Barry just left, and we were having fun with guitars. That was very cool. Anyway. It says here from the Associated Press, Spinal Tap is back, and this time the band wants to help save the world from global warming. The mock heavy metal group immortalized in the 1984 mockumentary This is Spinal Tap will reunite for a performance at Wembley Stadium in London as part of the Live Earth concert scheduled worldwide for July 7. The original members of Spinal Tap will be there. Guitarist Nigel Tufnell, played by Christopher Guest, David Sade-Huvins, Michael McKean, and bassist Derek Smalls from the one and only Harry Shearer, Rob Reiner, who both directed This is Spinal Tap and played the fake documentarian Marty DeBerge in the film, will also be in attendance. I'm sorry, I'm reading in the chat room. A new 15-minute film directed by Reiner on the band's reunion was also set to premiere for the opening night at this at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York on Wednesday, which was a couple nights back. The slate for the opening gala to be hosted by Al Gore was previously announced, except for the Reiner short. The festival is to open blah blah blah. They're not that environmentally conscious, but they've heard of global warming, said Reiner, whose other films include When Harry Met Sally and Stand By Me. Nigel thought it was because he was wearing too much clothing, that if he just took his jacket off, it would be cooler. So Reiner provided a sneak peek of the lyrics. The devil went to Devon. It felt like the fourth degree. He said, is it hot in here or is it only me? I just think that's too funny. And what's so sad that if you come from where I came from, I've known people like this for real. Oh, that's just too funny. Oh. And check out the clip because it's rather comical. And by the way, I have emailed one of the members of this, you know, fake band to hopefully come on the show in character. What happens there? send your positive energies that way. I think it'd be a riot. So anyway, we're coming up on our first break, and I just think it's a riot that these guys would do this. And I was always curious, and the synchronicity of it all, just I can't even tell you how funny that is. Anyway, we're going to take our first break here. Might take it a little early, Agnes, while I get my head around what I'm doing. You're listening to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. If you want to get in on the program, dial into 1-877-443-2366. And I got some news about our website. I should probably tell you all about that a little bit. So stick around. We'll be right back.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights meet your most complex needs by providing productivity, competitiveness, reliability, accuracy, safety, leadership, and professionalism. Millwrights from the United Brotherhood of Carpenters are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competence and training. The UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business, anytime and every time. The Head On Radio Network is proud to be sponsored by these wonderful men and women who are building the American dream every day. Thank you from the Head On Radio Network. There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical, you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Clyde, Wally, and Dookie are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in news, politics, and a great sense of humor. So stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com. Your one-stop shop for all things progressive.
As I understand the conflict right now between the president's bill and the one supported by the Democrats, John McCain and Lindsey Graham, is that John McCain and Lindsey Graham and the Democrats say that the bill, the standards we use, should be the standards that are the same as the treaty we signed, the Geneva Convention signed after World War II, that every civilized nation follows. And the president is saying, that restricts me too much. That's too humane. I want to be able to do other things. I won't say what they are, but sources tell us that things like waterboarding, you know, drowning people, putting them in 50-degree weather. And the question, I think, is should we hold the United States to the same standards that England holds itself to, that Canada holds itself to, that other civilized nations hold themselves to?
Get the view from inside the Beltway with Mark Levine on the Radio Inside Scoop, right here, 2 to 3 p.m. weekdays on the Head On Radio Network.
Polar bears live in the Arctic, on the ice.
But the ice is melting because of global warming.
Some polar bears have to swim so far they drown. Baby bears have died.
When I'm old, when I'm 45, all the bears could be gone.
Grown-ups should do something.
If you're a grown-up, go to polarbearsos.org now. You can make sure polar bears are protected under the Endangered Species Act.
Please help them.
Hello, Cleveland! Hello, Cleveland!
Sex and drugs and rock and roll.
Welcome back, everybody. Foxed Up here. Where we turn the conversation to conservation. And I'm just kind of flipping through, you know, a couple of my favorite sites here. And I don't think this was here before. I think, you know, Tree Hugger's got one of these, you know, auto-refresh things after a time on their main page. And come across, they have a thing that says, the suitcase bicycle. It's real. From China comes this bike that can transform itself into a suitcase. There was some doubt whether this bike would actually be produced, but now we've heard that it's in production and will be available sometime later this year. A prototype of the bike was on display last week at the Canton Fair in China. The price is said to be $399. There's a video at their website. You can find this at treehugger.com, and it's a ride. It's like a suitcase with a funky kind of pistol handle grip thingy. And I guess you pull that up and it turns into the handlebars. And it flips out and has two, like, actual wheels. Funky. Right. Who knew? So, before we go to the track of the day, I figure I should talk about, there's going to be some changes on the old website, and I know a bunch of you are going, finally. And that's going to happen over this weekend. So, you know, make sure you got the White Rose Society marked in your little bookmarky poos there, just because probably for about an hour or so, the site's going to go pretty well offline. As I've been, one of the reasons why there's no blog post for today, and I'm winging it a bit, I've been building a new site for the Horn, and I think you all are going to dig a few of the things that we've done here. First of all, every show that doesn't have a site of its own or a blog of its own will have its own separate blog and kind of site, and the player system is a whole lot better. So I've been testing all that stuff all week. And so, you know, don't panic if you come up and see that there's that you get, you know, can't be found for a bit. We're going to be doing some serious shifting and some serious cleaning of house. And, you know, what are we at about now, Agnes? About 18 months we've been doing this thing as an entity, huh? So, you know, it's time for pulling the big old broom out. And, you know, so anyway, I think you'll dig the new colors, too. And there's a... We'll talk about this a little bit, actually, I do believe the day that we launch the site, which will be Monday. I'm going to have... I'm being asked if I've been riding somebody's broom in the chat room. I have no idea. I must be trying to do a radio show. I missed something there. Anyway, sounds like I don't want to know. Anyway, folks, where was I? Where am I? Oh, yeah. We've done the suitcase bicycle. Let's move on. But anyway, yeah, so, you know, if we disappear for a little bit, just go over to White Rose if you want to stream the selection of best ofs that we do throughout the weekend, and you know, go for that, and we should all be live and raring to go. Now, there's been a bit of kerfuffle going on over here. Night before last, I played some audio of John Howard making some amazing statements in a very politicized speech, where he said something to the effect of that the Labour Party stance on global warming, which means, you know, 30% reduction, or, you know, by 2020 or something like that. And he said was misguided at best, irresponsible at worst, which was just absolutely over-the-top denial. And, you know... I think people on both sides of politics were going, what are you on? Are you stupid? And there's been a little bit of blowback over it, and I'm glad to hear it. Tim Flannery, who is the Australian of the Year this year, is a scientist, and he wrote this really, really great book that I'm in the middle of reading at the moment, called The Weathermakers. And he... you know, he's pretty serious about climate change and the environment. And, you know, he has some pretty bold opinions as far as, you know, the kind of reductions that we need to make. And I tend to agree with what I've seen so far. And when he heard John Howard make this statement, for a time he considered giving his Australian of the Year award back. He decided not to. And he decided not to because, well, what made him think about giving it back was this issue, which he doesn't think should be a political issue, here in Australia was giving the appearance that he was lined up with the Labour Party. And it just happened to be that the Labour Party was supporting what he thinks is the right thing to do. And what I would gather is a bunch of people got to him and said, and I actually tend to agree with this, that, hey, man, you know, this isn't a political award when it's given out. And it should be completely apolitical. And so he's, you know, it's better for him to have the stature and have the exposure. Being Australian of the Year. And I mean, the book's fantastic. And so not only that, the leading science organization of the government, the CSIRO, rang Howard up and said, what are you on? You know, we talked to you about this, buddy. You know, we kind of laid it out pretty clearly that this was, you know, a very serious concern, that this is something that policy has to be driving. And for you to make these claims, you're in denial, you fool. So that's been going on, and that's been just kind of wild. and just the most outlandish statements. I can't even begin to describe to you. The way it came off of that smarmy, you know, I've got caterpillars for eyebrows look of his, it was just, you know, nuts. So, programming note on tomorrow, actually. We have our second installment from Mr. Billy Shears. And so, because it's the second installment about Billy Joel, and I was thinking piano players, and there was Spinal Tap, which is kind of like comedy. The two of those made me come to this song. And I just felt like playing something just absolutely just stupid and fun. But some great piano. And I dig what this guy does. Ben Folds, who is basically an Australian now. And this is Ben Folds 5. And this, I remember the first time I heard this song, I just about died. And that whole line about the, you know, give me back my black T-shirt just absolutely just cracked me up every time. I know that there's a huge part of the population that's lived that line alone. But, you know, this just song is just a riot and some great rock and roll piano. And I believe, yeah, we'll go to that now. So, Agnes, without further ado, the Ben Folds 5 with Song for the Dumped. Roll it.
One, two, three! Yeah.
Harry Potter has given us all a unique glimpse at education the way it ought to be. Never once do Harry and his Hogwarts friends talk about skipping class, ducking tough instructors, waiving requirements, or shirking responsibilities. That perspective, be practical, get it the easiest, fastest, cheapest way you can, is what J.K. Rowling terms the muggle approach to education. We're Concord University, and do we have a deal for you? At Concord, education's different than anywhere else around. There's a reason that Concord students get the best jobs, are sought out by the best medical, graduate, and law schools in the land. It's no wonder that Concord has been cited by U.S. News & World Report and by the Wall Street Journal. Where do I sign up? At Southern West Virginia's version of Track 9 and 3 Quarters, all you have to do is believe, and believe in yourself. Concord University, an education you can put to work. 1-888-384-5249.
Recently on the Guy James Show on the Head On Radio Network.
If you have tuned into this program by mistake right now, and you are a Republican, a right-wing Republican specifically, before this program is over, I do want to warn you, you're going to think that I'm the devil. You're going to think I've got horns and a red cape because I hate the Bush administration and everything they stand for. So be ye warned right away, okay? You're all warned right now that that's where we're coming from today.
Don't miss Guy James, weekdays, 3 to 5 Eastern Time on the Head On Radio Network.
Howdy, this is Baxter Black, and if you're like me, you're concerned that the environment we enjoy today may not be around for our children and grandchildren. All the new technology in the world can't create more sky over our heads or new oceans. The Earth's natural resources, fresh water, land, and even the air we breathe are limited. Voluntary family planning improves the health of women and their children. It also helps slow population growth, which is good for our planet. So help ensure that people everywhere have access to the information and services they need to plan their families and help build a healthy future for us all. Population Action International is working to promote voluntary family planning around the world. Visit us at www.populationaction.org. That's populationaction.org.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Fox Up here on the Head On Radio Network. And seems like the chat room enjoyed that song. How funny. The ones that I sometimes just make the wrong assumption on. Because old Ben Folds is an American guy. And he's done huge here. Absolutely enormous in Australia. To the point where he even married, I think, an Australian girl. And he lives here now. But maybe that's why. Ben Folds 5, it's a three-piece, bass, drums, and piano, and, you know, the big distorted thing, that was the bass guitar. Great little band. That band is no longer, but I think they still kind of come together in forms, and Ben has done a solo record or two, I think, and, some funny stuff. And most of it has this very kind of snarky sense of humor. So Agnes, put that one in the in the bumper rotation. I think that was a big thumbs up on that one. right on. And I like when y'all dig whatever it is that I pull up, because I try and throw curveballs, and I sure didn't think that was a curveball. Wow. So, here I am, surfing around, doing things in a very loose form today. Another site that I go to daily is ecogeek.org, and I think Gene pointed me to this site the first time, and I got a thing here saying, cost of solar power to match coal by 2010. A new study has shown that joining the Solar Power Club will soon be much cheaper. Cost to manufacture and install solar power are deterrents to its use today. But the report predicts solar power costs to match the cost of getting electricity from a new coal power in the next 3 years. The costs range from 10 to 12 cents per kilowatt hour in Spain and all the way up to 18 cents in southern Germany, with California in the middle at 13 cents. Although costs are dropping, increasing demand is keeping the cost of power high. While this might not be great for individual consumers, it keeps revenues high, allowing more expensive solar plants to be built. With so much demand for clean energy, these sectors are bound to heat up with new business and investment. And it's kind of funny. Hold on a second. I've got tangled cables. Hold on. Okay, much better. I happen to be speaking with one of the only people that I know that I actually have money. And they were... I ran into him and actually stopped by their office to say hello, and one of them comes up and says, hey, I want to know what you know about some outfit, and she didn't find the link quite yet, but she wanted to see what I knew about some green resource company, because they were considering investing, and they've taken an idea, and see, this to me is what more of what needs to happen. People who are truly today smart with business, with their money, that have money, would want to invest in renewable energy companies and things, and so they are actually consciously trying to move some of their investment stuff directly into new green sources of power and green companies, because they see it as being something that's going to go huge. That it actually means, you know, this is part of the conversation that drives me nuts with the other side is, and you know, and Howard was doing this in his bloody speech the other night, where you know, constantly trying to predispose the discussion to be it's the economy or the environment, and that's not it. It's both. And if you're clever and you actually supply the real need, you can still make money and make lots of it, but in new ways. And so, you know, and the Greens have come out pretty hard over here saying, you know, we got to have 70 or 80% reduction, you know, by, and it was a much further down the road signpost, but you know, but that they're actually telling the truth, that you know, a country like this one that its entire economy at the moment is really based on a resources boom, and it's all due to burning coal, and it's like, you know, guys, stop subsidizing coal-burnt electricity so heavily, and let's put, you know, let's get a plan. Let's make it not just easier for new solar companies and the like. Just make it fair, because at the moment, coal gets huge subsidies, and then you'll hear, you know, how I go, oh, we've given renewables $1 billion over, you know, 5 or 10 years. And it's like, well, come on. You've given billions annually to the coal industry. That's nonsense. And then to try and compare them on, you know, on the same scale as far as their cost for generation. You got to remove the subsidy, at least in the math, if you want to be honest. Yeah, and you're right, Agnes. It's apples and oranges. It absolutely is. It's that simple. And it, you know, and it, you still have these people that want to maintain this line of argument And the moment you try and straighten the argument out, they get all, and they go, coal jobs. And they said, but what about the jobs you'll create? You know, I'll be the first to admit that eventually coal jobs are going to go out. But, you know, I've said this in a conversation with Bob, and I've said it on the air before. You know, if the unions came to me and said, you know, we want to sponsor the show, but we got a problem with this thing about, you know, you sound like you want to close the coal mines. And I'd say, well, you know, it's not that I want to do that on the coal miners, but in reality, why the hell are we still, you know, so gung-ho on keeping, you know, good people in dangerous positions and dark holes in the ground? You know, it's the 21st bloody century. Let's quit this. And, you know, start retraining people. And wouldn't you like to get out of the hole? Wouldn't you like to get out of this stuff that will, you know, end up building up in your body and kill you younger for a lot of them? You know, I mean, it just makes no sense to me. While we're, you know, making sure that, yeah, I mean, in the chat room, ELO said, you know, coal miners could become solar power techs. And you know, yeah. And the thing is that there's also, you know, we should have been investing in this 30 years ago so that we actually, you know, you could almost do it in a couple of generations change. You can lessen demand on coal and train less coal people. And, you know, this is one of the problems of the four-year electoral cycle. You can't get any focus on these things that really, truly need, well, a long-term view. And I mean, we still need a long-term view, but now we're getting to the point where we got to have something a bit more aggressive in the short term. So, you know, I really get frustrated, and I guess because I've been kind of doing really long hours plugging code that, you know, I'm not Mr. Fiery and Goofy, you know, jumping out of my chair tonight, but I really get frustrated. I holler at the TV all the time during the news, and I hear these arguments go down, and I just go, you know, what are you, stupid? You know, pull your head out of your posterior, please. You know, I mean, seriously, isn't the air getting pretty foul in there? And, you know, we're constantly seeing advancements in, you know, I mean, we talk about solar power a lot, and in some situations it will be able to create base load, but we need to work on other things. But again, the other but is the fact that it is completely free. And this is where we could make some real gains. You know, wind is, you know, doing some great things. There's some new technology in wind generation, you know, less windmillish and more, you know, working on different, you know, coily, funky turbine, interior turbine, blade-looking process things, you know, that are just kind of like beyond description at this point. But, you know, I think in certain other fields, technologies, you know, are probably coming up again on one of their, you know, exponential leaps. You know, and so, you know, and this is why we need to put as much energy into that, so that these things, so that we can get those exponential leaps more often. So I'm going to quit babbling on about that, and we're going to take our final break for the day. Pardon me. Really need to put in a cough switch. And so stick around. You're listening to the Head On Radio Network. This is John Fox here coming to you from Sydney, Australia. Stick around. It's been a tap kind of day, and we'll see you on the other side of this break.
Sweetie, I love you, but those jeans have got
to
go.
Yeah, I know. Grab me a pair next time you go to the store, would you?
No.
Huh?
I'm not going there anymore. I can't stand it.
What do you mean?
It's just awful, honey. The only smile in that building is that big yellow face. Everybody else looks miserable, and I can't find anything there that's made in our country. That bothers me.
Well, nobody makes clothes in America anymore.
Au contraire, mi amigo. There's a ton of American-made clothing at No Sweat.
Well, where's this No Sweat store? Out at the mall?
No, silly. I found them at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. There's a link there. I already ordered some great workout gear, and I also got you some new jeans. They'll be here in a couple of days. Surprise.
HeadOnRadioNetwork.com?
Uh-huh. Just click on the No Sweat banner. You're right there. Helps union workers and helps support America's other liberal network. Cool, huh?
I knew listening to the horn was a good idea.
Whose idea?
Your idea, dear. All the good ones are.
Union made? No sweat. Great prices? No sweat. Great looks? No sweat. No sweat at HeadOnRadioNetwork.com. Click the banner. Do the right thing.
Must have been prayer meeting with Reverend Brother Bob.
See, hey, Peter, welcome to the program.
You absolutely know that you cannot mention Robert Sunday without conjuring me. This is a known fact.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. Well, sometimes I do it on purpose.
You know, the thing that kills me, you know, God just continues to punk Robertson. after time, and it goes back for years. You know, let's talk a minute about his business venture. From 91 to 94, he was involved in something called Calo Vita, and it was a multi-level marketing company that breeds that pyramid scheme.
Yeah, like Amway.
Mm-hmm. Sold beauty products and healthcare products. Oh, they had a product called Sea of Galilee Mud Mask.
No, they did not.
Oh, yes, thank you.
You no.
Bob, as a heart attack, I'm serious.
Sea and, of Galilee Mud Mask?
Oh, yes, it was part of the product line.
Prayer meeting edition of Head On with Bob Kincaid, Wednesday nights, 6 to 9 p.m. here on the Head On Radio Network.
Hey, have you got a minute? I'm going to say a word. You tell me what comes to mind. Are you ready?
Okay.
Tchaikovsky.
Gesundheit. Okay, what's the word?
No, see, that is the word. What does Tchaikovsky make you think of?
I don't know. Allergy season?
Hey there, how you doing?
What's up?
Who's Martha Graham?
She invented the graham cracker.
No kidding.
Yeah, before her there was only soda crackers.
Hard to imagine. Hey, young lady.
Yeah?
Does the name Man Ray mean anything to you?
Duh. The man ray is a kind of poisonous jellyfish, and it lives in the Gulf of Mexico.
Aha! Uh-huh.
It's very deadly.
Are your kids as well-rounded as they could be? Kids who participate in the arts do better in school and in life. To learn more about the value of arts education, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. Because all kids should get to appreciate Tchaikovsky's music, Martha Graham's dance, and Man Ray's photography. Art. Ask for more. A public service message brought to you by Americans for the Arts and the Ad Council.
Early in the morning, rising to the street. Light me up that cigarette, and I'll strap shoes on my feet. Try to find the reason.
Everybody, welcome back to Head On Radio Network, and this is John Fox on Fox. I'm trying to couldn't remember if I gave you an edited version of that song or not, so I decided to come in and speak in there at the last second, just in case I had given you the original one. but I should know better. If it's made the bumper list, it's usually been fixed. And I probably have more fixed music than anyone else on the network. Funny that. all right, anyway. So, like I said, it's loose stuff today. So, okay. Tree hugger keeps. they're all dirty words in the Bible. They're good. Okay, yeah. I can go with that. So over at treehugger.com, there's a story here. I've mentioned a couple times a little application program thing that I run on my computer called Local Cooling, which you can find at localcooling.com. And, you know, it's just a thing that interfaces with the power settings on your computer. And you know, there's debate about whether it does anything other than your standard kind of power management controls. however, you know, comes up with kind of a groovy little interface. It doesn't take any resources, and it kind of tells you how many trees, gallons of, I think it's gallons of oil, and kilos of CO2 that you save. And you know, and I think it's more, even if it doesn't do anything particularly extra, one, you always know it's kind of working, and two, which I think is the important part, is it's this kind of constant reminder. And you know, if just by having better power settings on your computer will save a little bit of, you know, CO2 and all that kind of thing, you know, kind of add to the whole effort, that it's just this constant reminder about the fact that it's a constant effort. And the people who do Snap Preview, and you may have seen this, you know, WordPress.com sites have these, you know, since I do websites, I kind of am up on this geeky stuff. And you know, little Snap Preview windows, it'll give you a little snapshot of, you float over a link and you'll be able to see actually the website that it links to in a little, like, JPEG. And they've done a similar thing, but it comes up as an actual little toolbar, I guess, in your browser, or maybe it comes up in your Windows toolbar. But anyway, it's just another one of those. And again, you know, it's questionable whether it does anything extra. The thing about local cooling, though, it actually does a little analysis thing when you first, you know, turn it on, and it comes up with optimized settings that I think refer to that it somehow lessens the consumption in standard running anyway. So, you know, but like I said, I really don't care, because it doesn't, you know, and you can kind of sign yourself up to groups and actually sign all your computers onto the same count and get a total. And, you know, I mean, we run three machines in this house. So, you know, like I said, this constant reminder thing, because it's something that almost has to be part of every decision you make. And, I mean, I don't mean that in a heavy fashion. And to me, it's gotten to the point where it really is second nature, and that's not, you know, trying to be, you know, I am, you know, Mr. Wonderful. That's not the point. But I did make a conscious decision to really, really get as serious as I possibly can. And so far, all I've seen is just even generally benefit, financial benefit. That's what's been rather astounding. We switched over to green power recently. And, you know, there's an extra, you know, surcharge for that, for buying it from these other sources, and that's fine. And it's, you know, not that much, but halfway through the last quarter, we did the whole switchover of every fixture in the house over to compact fluorescence. There's not an incandescent bulb running in this house. And, you know, these things run on 20% of the power for the wattage of lighting, for the candle watt power of an incandescent. And so I get this, you know, quarter's electric bill, and you know it's going to have like a half, you know, half of it was going to have the new higher service, you know, Roddy Ross on it, and so I'm actually expecting it to be more than the last one. And the last one, we were only here for 2 months, and it was such and such an amount. Well, I get this one, which is for 3 months, and supposedly half of it I'm paying higher electricity rate, but yeah, my bill was lower. So if you go at it from both ends, not just trying to do the cleaner option, but also, and this is the thing that I think doesn't get enough discussion, because people think that it's about giving up, you know, lifestyle and all that, but no, it's actually just making some fundamental minor adjustments, though, in the way you live your life, and just the way you go about doing regular things, and you can actually cut your consumption, which is just, that's almost, in the long run, more important, because the flip side of global warming is also the fact that we're running into peak oil. And peak oil is a very scary thing. I actually have just had a couple of really, you know, interesting things on SBS actually here about peak oil. And so, you know, we also have a resource crisis coming anyway. And, you know, do we want more Iraqs, which is a resource war? You know, when you get right down to it, it is a resource war and nothing else. You know, all this WMD, well, that was a cock-up, you know, democracy. Give me a break. And I don't have his name here. Over the weekend, and on the weekends, Gail and I listen to a lot of BBC radio. We listen to a lot of the radio dramas and stuff, but, you know, there's other really good programs, and, you know, there's a million different BBC channels. But there was this kind of legendary, truly socialist politician in the UK. I can't... His name escapes me. He's on in years. And they did this half-an-hour interview with him. And this guy was actually... I believe he was prime minister at one point. And, you know, he was talking about in... can't think of the book at the moment. It'll come to me. It's big. Was it Marx writing that he said that democracy almost always, if allowed to go, will almost always lead to socialism? In the respect that, and he was saying what he thought he meant from that was, if you give people the power to control their destiny and their society, they will go for a more holistic approach to community and, you know, individual rights, and also what government's supposed to be about, you know, like hospitals and, you know, sufficient mass transit and all these other things. And it was one of these weird moments where, you know, I just went, wow. You know, and this is a guy that never backed down. And I'll have to get his name and whatnot, and I'll pull some quotes. But it was really kind of interesting, and he's kind of a bit of a hero over in the UK. But anyway, I'll find some more information on him and get his name at least for you. But I thought it was cool, something you don't usually hear. So anyway, we got to wrap things up for the day, people. Thank you, Agnes Kincaid, for producing today. Thank you to Scott Berry from B1 Louder Productions here in Sydney for the music. Thank you to the News Ninjas. Sorry I didn't get to blog today. I've been computer overloaded. And thank you to our mods. Thank you to the Carpenters. And thank you to Ben Birch at White Rose Society. Go over there and do the right thing. He's the hardest working man in radio. And as we say here on Foxed Up, be good, be green. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tell you that sometimes it's easier to desire and pursue the attention and admiration of 100 strangers than it is to accept the love and loyalty of those closest to me. And I would tell you that sometimes I prefer to look at myself through someone else's eyes, eyes that aren't clouded with the tears of knowing what an asshole I can be as yours are. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I might be able to listen in silence to your concerns, rather than hearing everything as an accusation or an indictment against me. And I would tell you that sometimes I use sex to avoid communication. It's the best escape when we're down on our luck. But I can express more emotions than laughter, anger, and let's...
The Head On Radio Network.
The Guy James Show is on in less than 1 minute.
Life! Life, you hear me? Creation.
So this this was fun.
You're gonna like this.
Let go!
Right now!
Well, this is it.
Let's get this over with.
So this is good. We got progress.
Any questions before we proceed?
Good countdown. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You have entered the restricted broadcast area. You have entered the restricted broadcast.
Your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream.
This is the Guy James Show. Guy James Show, America's number one Democratic talk show. You've heard from the radical right. Now, all that's left is the truth. And now here's Guy James.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Guy James Show, coming to you from the Blue Waters in Sandy Beach with a beautiful sun.